Two men wanted in connection with the Washington area sniper attacks are appearing in federal court in Baltimore this evening. The suspects are believed to be John Lee Mohammed, a 41-year-old Army veteran, and 17-year-old John Lee Malvo, a Jamaican national. They were arrested early this morning at a highway rest stop in Maryland. The shooting spree left 10 people dead and 3 wounded. And we're waiting to hear from the Sniper Task Force in Montgomery County, Maryland, which is supposed to hold a briefing in the next hour. Joining us now are 3 reporters who've been following different aspects of the story. First to NPR's Jennifer Ludden at police headquarters in Rockville. And Jennifer, while you're waiting in Rockville, let me correct myself. I believe it's John Allen Mohammed who is the first suspect. So thanks. What's going on there in Rockville?
Well, it's a huge waiting game, and it's been so all day long. As you said, now we're told there will be a briefing in about an hour. It started out, we were told there would be a briefing at 9 o'clock this morning, and then it kept getting pushed back further and further. Clearly, one can assume that the police are busily researching the evidence that they have so far, probably talking to the 2 men that they have arrested, trying to pin down some facts before they talk to the media. At one point, they did bring out a photograph of John Allen Mohammed and on an easel out here, so that seemed like a pretty good indication that's one of the men they've arrested, but they have not officially confirmed that these are the 2 men, and they also have not officially confirmed what the main point people are waiting to hear, whether or not the police believe these 2 men are suspects, the people who've been doing the sniper attacks for the past 3 weeks.
Well, we'll check in with you later then. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thank you.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Rockville, Maryland.